You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Rocking through a Wednesday here on the Gym Class here in KGYM as we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side. Hey, it's sunny out. Not too bad as far as the warm, muggy meter is concerned. Could see some rain moving in tomorrow night. In fact, they're talking about potentially some severe weather possibly coming through tomorrow as well. Button, right, Buttons? Okay, we got to use your weather information while we still have it available to us. Welcome aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. You can also pick us up and listen in the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Welcome aboard. Scott Unash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Caddy smack on the Gym Class. A lot of golf talk today. We will get to that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Brian Haas, the head pro out at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort will be joining us as per usual. We'll talk about the United States Open. We'll answer your questions about your specific game. And we'll talk with Brian about his adventures at the Principal Charity Classic. Maybe they weren't adventures. Maybe that's a bad way to put it. But we'll talk about his pro-am over there at Wakanda in Des Moines. We'll do that coming up on the program today. Text line available to you as per always, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. That is the phone line as well if you are so inclined to pick up the phone and go a little old school on us. And we'd love to talk with you one-on-one. Again, that is 319-366-1600. 1600. As Mark joins me here on this Wednesday afternoon, how are you today?
Very good, Scott. I hope everyone is doing equally well. Beautiful day, and very proud that to be presented today for the second day by DePaco Community Credit Union. DePaco is on board with the Gym Class. Hopefully, start of a long and healthy relationship. And later on, we'll have an email scoreboard segment. And, let's dig into it.
Yeah, let's dig into it. And, hats off to DePaco Community Credit Union for helping us out and being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM each and every day from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And, just check them out online. Go to their website, DePaco.com. Find out a lot more about those good folks that bring you the Gym Class each and every day. We're going to have our pick sure to go wrong as far as the U.S. Open is concerned. You want to pick a golfer? No? Okay. You are a golfer. You play golf. I know you play golf. So you can pick a golfer. I'm not going to put pressure on you. If you are so inclined, Buttons, if you want to pick a golfer, we'll let you. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Obviously, a lot of NBA news to get to. ESPN has taken care of that, not only today, but over the last several months. You got a rookie of the year. You got LeBron James, who's not happy. You've got a couple coaches that are out and injuries to talk about, and they've done a great job with that throughout the day today. But no NBA tonight. Back with you coming up tomorrow here on KGYM as we'll pick up the NBA playoffs. As that will be tomorrow, I believe. I would have to check 6 or 7 tomorrow night, Buttons. Do you know right offhand? I sent you an email. Just let me know. He's going to let me know coming up in a little bit. But not a good night for your Twins again last night either, Mark.
No, I did catch the early portions of that game, and the Twins got down very early, lost 10-0. And conclusion, mercifully, of that series will be tonight in Seattle.
We'll have it again, 8:30 tonight with the pregame and 9:07 with the first pitch this evening. Quite a few afternoon games we'll get to in the Emil Sideways scoreboard, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Before we talk some golf here, a couple of news items to get to here today. One of them deals with a native Iowan, and I think is going to be something of a landmark. And that is what Shelby Houlihan, Mark, who prepped at Sioux City East, was a multiple Drake Relays champion, one of the top distance runners as far as the world is concerned. She has been put on a ban, basically, for 4 years for failing a drug test. And if even if you're not a track and field enthusiast, I think this has been around the news enough that a lot of people have followed this and know kind of the details about it. She's trying to, obviously, you've got the Olympic trials going on right now, that being covered a lot by the various networks and platforms as far as NBC is concerned. We're about a month away from the Tokyo Games getting underway for 2021, which should have been in 2020, but we had the pandemic. At any rate, Houlihan is out as far as the U.S. Olympic team is concerned, tested positive. She claims, Mark, that the positive test came from eating a pork burrito. And before you say, huh, or laugh, or giggle, or whatever you elect to do here, there's a little bit of science behind what she says. Due to the fact that the non-genetic way of producing food, et cetera, swine that have been injected with certain hormones or drugs or what have you, that can show up now that did not show up even 10 years ago, Mark. And like I said, this could be a little bit of a landmark decision coming up if Houlihan decides to take this quite a few steps.
Yeah, she's already taken it one step and appealed the ruling that was made in January, and that was denied, resulting in her four-year suspension for doping. And I think it's a very interesting story because on multiple layers, the steroid that she was detected to have in her body is normally taken by weightlifters, bodybuilders. And it's something that it's widely agreed that long-distance runners like her would not inject into her system. And you outline why she may be right about the pork burrito, which was eaten at a Oregon food truck 10 days prior to her first test. Yeah, you can laugh about it all you want, but since 2016, the United States Anti-Doping Agency has seen 30 proven cases of an innocent source, such as perhaps this, resulting in a positive test. And tests are enormously more microscopic than they were 10 years ago. Reportedly, 1,000 times, they can detect in your urine levels 1,000 times smaller than what they could have 10 years ago.
Picograms.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of it. It's easy to laugh and scoff at a pork burrito, but what we do know about what's happened, in injection of this substance in some pigs, and it's showing up at a microscopic level in her body. Either that or she was doping, one of the two. And I'm not sure what to make of it, but so unfortunate for her, obviously. But what do you think? 319-366-1600. Do you believe Houlihan or not?
But I think the thing to really look at is what the drug was, like you mentioned. A lot of weightlifters and people that want to build muscle mass are associated more with the drug that was in her system. It doesn't make much sense to why she would have that in there. So I think that does bode well as far as Houlihan is concerned. I don't know if it's going to be turned or possibly turned before the Tokyo Olympics. I think she is probably out as far as that is concerned. But, I mean, she's looking down the line 4 years. 4 years in any athlete's timeline, that's a significant chunk of time. No doubt about that. And she wants to clear her name, and she wants to be in competition as soon as she possibly can. So I think that's what she's going for, and perhaps maybe the next Olympics coming up, which would be in 3 years, by the way. It will not be in 2025. It'll be 2024 when those come around one more time, obviously with the Tokyo Olympics being pushed off 1 year. 319-366-1600. Adam says burrito. Yeah. Yes, it was a burrito. Nothing around here. As Mark mentioned, it was a food truck in Oregon, so no problems with that anywhere around here. The fine burritos made by several institutions here in eastern Iowa. Matt in Fairfax, if tests are that sensitive, then why are these athletes eating in a random food truck? They should be much more careful. I would agree with that. I definitely would agree with that. And I think that that young lady will be not doing that anytime soon. It's getting tough. It's getting tough. And we're not siding with her or anything like that. Maybe she did it. I have no idea. But it's a logical explanation to why this test went wrong.
Well, additionally, Houlihan had a hair sample tested and also passed the polygraph test. And the World Anti-Doping Agency agreed that the substance had not built up in her body, as would have normally happened had she taken what's called nandrolone regularly. But at the same time, the whatever ruling body decided on her appeal denied it.
319-366-1600. You'd like to weigh in on that controversy that is going on right now. Before we get to Brian Haas, before we get to Caddy Smack on the gym class as well, we have our latest, just absolutely slap yourself on the head going, what in God's name is happening moment as far as sports is concerned. At a Kentucky T-ball game, Mark, where this took place, where we had basically a parental riot at a T-ball game. Mark, do you remember T-ball?
I don't remember T-ball, but I remember coaching it.
Do you remember watching T-ball with your kids, grandkids, et cetera, et cetera? First of all, you know, if you keep score, you know, who cares? Secondly, I mean, if there's an out ever recorded during the season, it is a minor miracle. And yet we had a complete blow up at a T-ball game.
I mean, for these kids who are normally between ages 4 and 7, the biggest thing they want out of the T-ball game is what are the treats afterwards?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a hilarious exercise, T-ball, that is. I remember at one of my daughter's games, she's rounding third, headed for home, and her hat falls off. Instead of continuing to home plate, she goes back and gets it and eventually tagged out. We had a laugh at it, but, I mean, this thing in eastern Kentucky, it's not the first time or the last time something like this is going to happen. But, I mean, the video's out there on Facebook. I posted the story and video on my Twitter and Facebook pages. I mean, you've got coaches and adults arguing about an umpire's call. You know, I don't know how many punches were thrown, but it was an ugly scene. And in the background of these guys tangling with one another, you've got mothers pulling their kids off the field. I mean, Father's Day in a few days. Have a happy Father's Day, guys.
Terrible. Terrible. Should be ashamed. Should be ashamed of yourselves. 319 here on the gym class program here on KGYM. 3166 in the text line. It doesn't surprise me. I was at my kid's T-ball game, and the grandpa was behind the home plate yelling at his grandson because he was missing the ball. Almost every game, you're hearing someone yelling at the kids. It's T-ball. 69-36. My son is in T-ball, and I'm just happy when kids don't get hit in the face. And in Marion T-ball, there are no outs.
No, you bat around.
You bat around. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that last person is the most fun of the whole batting order because they just keep going.
Yeah. Well, you got to be happy that your kid isn't, you know, playing with the bugs at third base, you know, in the dirt. Or
the dandelions in left field or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, butterflies go through and kid follows it, blah, blah, blah. Crazy, crazy stuff. But enjoy your time in T-ball with your children because it goes very, very quickly. Yes, we know.
Postscript, both coaches have apologized and said it was they accepted full responsibility for their actions and whatnot, but that doesn't excuse anything. I mean, come on.
Nope.
A T-ball game and you're getting in a fight with fellow adults and your kids are watching it. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
You can't fix stupid, according to Jeff on the text line.
Nope.
All right, 320. We're going to fix your golf game coming up. How's that for a segment? How's that for one right there? That button's like that one. All right, we're going to talk to Brian Haas from down at Blue Top Ridge. It'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way for this Wednesday, and we'll get to it after this. You're listening to the Gym Class. It is presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM.
It's always exciting when a player scores a goal in the Euros, but this year it's twice as exciting because FanDuel is paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro 2020 game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook, enter promo code COON, and pick your goal scorer for a shot at 2x the payout. No matter who you pick, FanDuel will double your payout up to $250 and you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. There's no better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. They have the best betting lines, and they feature fast payouts. When you win, they pay you your money in as little as 24 hours. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook with promo code COON and choose any player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 7 days. Max bonus $250. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection. From elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
At a cooperative like DuPaco, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends. Together, since 2016, DuPaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can do a little bit better by saving, borrowing, and planning with DuPaco. Get the details at DuPaco.com/thank yous. That's DuPaco.com/thankuse. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DuPaco is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
And, of course, DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are the official sponsor of the Gym Class, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 as it is a Wednesday. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to talk golf with you, and what better day to talk golf than a beautiful 83-degree day in eastern Iowa as the U.S. Open starts tomorrow. I'd say bright and early tomorrow morning, Mark, but that is not the case. Maybe bright and early tomorrow morning in La Jolla, but First shot here is going to be hit to Iowa time just ahead of 9 o'clock tomorrow. So that's not too bad. And we all get to enjoy primetime golf a little bit this week.
Yeah, there's a ton of coverage, no question about it. As a reminder, Zach Johnson will tee off at 3:58 Central Time. Carson Shockey at 4:42, the last group of the day.
Yeah. We bring in our friend Brian Haas, the pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, who joins us here for the Caddy Smack program on KGYM. And great to have you back, Brian, but you had a really great excuse 2 weeks ago for missing, and I would have done the same thing as you did, and Mark and I both gave you our thumbs up for going to play.
Right. Thank you for the pass. I love it.
Yeah, you got to tell.
No,
you,
it was a lot of fun.
Well, you got to give us all the details. You played in the Principal Charity Classic Pro-Am over at Wakanda, correct?
I did, yes. And I'll tell you, when any facility starts to get ready for their big event, whether it's their member guest or it's their member or it's a tour event, they always present themselves the best way they possibly can, and Wakanda is no different. Aaron Kruger and their team there, like his golf staff and the whole facility. I mean, it was just in perfect condition, and just to be able to handle the number of people that come through their gates, they just do a great job.
Brian, tell us who you played with. Scott and I both know, but tell us who you played with from the Champions Tour and anybody interesting you might have met.
Yeah, so I saw Brian Cooper, who I played with in the qualifying round. We saw each other at the halfway house, and he was getting an ice cream shake there at the turn, and so that was a lot of fun. And I played with TJ, and I have a hard time pronouncing his name. I think he's from Thailand, and somewhere around there. And he was leading the field after day one, so we had a lot of fun. I watched him play. I didn't play with him in the qualifying rounds, but I did get to see him play a little bit and saw him come in on a few holes and really liked the way he played and went around his game. And so we had a lot of fun together that day as I was able to help him get around Wakanda. I played it a few times. I wouldn't say I'm an expert at it, but I'm not terrible, and I was able to give him some pointers. And I gave him a first-round lead.
There you go. You got him on his way. I mean, you can't play all the days, but you showed him the right ways to go.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. How were the I know people there watching at Wakanda, and I would imagine they did for the Pro-Am day as well, correct?
They did. They had quite a few people walking around, and what's even more fun than if you've never had an opportunity to do it is to play a golf course before or after a tour event is there and get to play inside the stands. And a good example is 18 at Wakanda. They have the stands that wrap completely around the 18th green there. And I think it even takes a bunker out. I believe there's a bunker that's missing when they put those stands in. And it's just fun. It just frames the holes up beautifully. 17, the par 3 over the water. Again, same thing. They have all those stands wrapped around the backside of that green. And it gives you a different feeling of playing stadium golf as opposed to the type of golf that you and I play every day.
Well, and you have backstops you can hit things off of that you don't have for Mark and I.
Right, and get free relief. I mean, these guys have it easy. I hit it over a green on my golf course, and you're praying to make a bogey, most likely to make double.
Brian, yeah. You have many reasons to be proud as a pro, but seeing Carson Shockey out of the University of Iowa make the field at the U.S. Open. His brother will be on the bag. Your thoughts on that whole deal as it unfolded?
Yeah, how exciting is that? Two good Hawkeyes, and I'm really happy for them. And I've got to know both of them over the years. And, just to be able to go through the process of the qualifying, if there isn't a harder qualifying out there, I don't know what it is. And that's running through the different qualifiers that the U.S. Open has to get there. And anybody that makes it all the way through that absolutely deserves to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun watching him play this week And I'm really going to be wishing for him to get through that cut and be able to experience all 4 days.
Yeah, it will be neat. And like we talked about when the tee times came out yesterday, Carson's going off the final tee time on the front off of number one, which should be, 4:42 Iowa time. If he's got a decent round going, we're going to see a lot of Carson Shockey, I would think. So let's fingers crossed that he and Alex team up and you know, do pretty well tomorrow.
Yes, and they will. I mean, they are truly partners, brothers, and they will be a good group together. I don't know Rick Lamb or Michael Johnson that he's playing with, and so they won't have a ton of people wrapped around them. So hopefully he can get comfortable and just, you know, climb into his zone and start playing some good golf that he knows how to play.
Brian, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that Carson and the other qualifiers have to overcome to play well and perhaps make the cut?
Oh, there's no doubt. It's the awe of being there. And as soon as you walk in, just like even walking into Wakanda, it's just different. Everything's different. You have a stadium-like atmosphere, and everything is in its most absolute perfect state of conditioning. Not that we've never played good golf courses before, but you know, they are really priming these golf courses up just for this event. And you'll never play that golf course like that again, you know, until that event happens there again. It takes a lot of effort to get those golf courses into those conditions. And typically the U.S. Opens are a little drier, a little faster. So you'll have a lot of, it's just the whole golf course is going to play different. So one of the things he's going to have to do is really just get used to the conditions that are so extremely tight, fast, and then obviously the surroundings of the stadium like golf. And then just the ropes, having the people on the ropes and how it's point A to point B. It all changes, and there's no walking across the parking lot and, you know, getting your shoes out of your trunk of your car and going to play. There's a whole process when you arrive, and right to the point of when you go practice and right up to the point of when you go tee it up.
I think you bring about a very good point, Brian. If you have a question for Brian, and we'll get to your personal golf game and your questions for that at 319-366-1600. You talked about a different type of atmosphere. Even, I know a couple years ago in 2019, the Cedar Rapids Country Club held the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur. And just to see, it was a different feeling walking in to CRCC that day because you had all the banners up. Everything was pristine, like you said. It was tournament ready. It was tournament type golf. And that wasn't a U.S. Open. I mean, you take that and multiply that by 15 to get what Carson's going to go through.
Exactly. And then, he's going to pass by, and I'm looking at the listing here, at 436 is Dustin Johnson, and 425 is Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, Rory is, you know, they're playing within, you know, not much time of each other. So they're, as Carson is going to the practice area, these guys are going to be heading toward the tee. So he's going to be bumping with these guys at some point near the practice areas. And that's just a few names I just listed off. And that's going off of one. And they look toward the end, the last four or five groupings going off the back. I'm not seeing any huge names, but Charlie Hoffman's in there. Patrick Cantlay and Oosthuizen, and you know, there's a bunch of guys in there. He's going to be hanging around and looking around going, I can't believe I'm hitting golf balls by these guys.
Yeah, no kidding. Brian Haas joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on KGYM as we talk about the U.S. Open, and we'll give some picks coming up here as Torrey Pines will host the 121st edition of the U.S. Open, which will start tomorrow morning, just ahead of 9 o'clock Iowa time. Anyway, and the second time it's been held here, Brian, it's have you had a chance to play Torrey before?
I have not played Torrey. I've seen it. but I have not played it. It's beautiful, obviously. It's a public golf course. Anybody can play it.
Yep.
So it's a great example of a golf course that if you played it 3 years ago, and if they hadn't had any tour events around that time frame, you're going to play a public golf course. And now, 3 years later, you're going to play it in a tour event, and it is not the same golf course.
No.
So, three years ago before a tour event, it's going to have a lot of divots. It's truly open to the public golf course. And now it's in its most pristine condition and ready to show its real teeth for this Open.
Right. Now, one more thing on Carson Shockey. He was on our program shortly after winning that finals in Springfield, Ohio. And we talked to Carson about when he played in the John Deere Classic for the first time. And his mentality was, I'm going to go low. I'm going to be in contention, this and that. And he said, you know what? I was so much younger then. And he thinks his mentality will be quite different going into this U.S. Open. But another layer to that is Alex, his brother, received an invitation to play in the John Deere this year. And I would guess Carson will impart that wisdom on Alex.
Oh, definitely. And even better, Alex is going to be able to see what happens at the U.S. Open and how difficult it is to manage all of that. So he's going to get a good feeling for it, even though he's not the one playing. In his mind, he is. And he's going to see what his brother goes through during this U.S. Open and how difficult it is just to manage your time and the space around you as you're going through that. That's going to help him quite a bit. And I'm sure he was there when he played at the John Deere as well. And he saw that, experienced that. And just like my own kids going through college, I watched one get a little better at it than the next. And I think we're going to see the same thing. You're going to see Alex get a little bit better than Carson, just because he gets to watch it and follow it and hopefully not make some of the mistakes that he sees Carson make along the way. And I'm sure Carson's going to say, hey, I did that. Don't do that.
True.
And they'll be able to help each other that way.
Very true. Very true. And of course, we talked with Carson about his many tour experience, things like that. And now Alex is starting that off. So, learn from that as well. Brian, of course, golf is going through the big controversy right now, for lack of a better term. You got Bryson DeChambeau versus Brooks Koepka. Now it's taken to, Brooks is now going after Bryson through social networking and things like that, social media, et cetera, et cetera. First of all, to ask you, when we talked about this yesterday, Brad Faxon came out with a report that said the USGA wanted to put them together, asked them if they could. One of them said no. Mark and I both said, I don't think that's probably true, because they don't ask the pros before they get put together who they want to play with. You know more about that, obviously, than we do.
I am almost positive they have a committee, and the committee sits down and makes the pairings. There's no asking of players. They put in who they want to play with each other. And I don't, the USGA being who they are and so formal that I don't see them even wanting to try to make that into something. That might be something another event might do, maybe something in Phoenix where they have a crazy crowd and the game is played a little bit differently at a facility like that. But the U.S. Open is the U.S. Open. It's one of the events that they all strive for, and the USGA is very formal about everything that they do, and I really find it hard to believe.
Brian, a story out today via Golf Week and others is that the PGA Tour is likely to ban green reading books. This was voted on almost unanimously by the Players Council of the PGA Tour. And I've long thought, I don't know about you, but I've long thought, the players have caddies. Green reading is a skill. Thoughts there?
Yeah, I can go either way with it. I can fully understand, you know, wanting the book, and I can fully understand wanting to get rid of the book. So you're going to have a group of players that want to get rid of the book, but odds are they're probably pretty good green readers. And then you're going to have a group of players that are going to say, please don't ever get rid of that. I need that. and really, I think what they're doing is they're solidifying the caddy position.
True.
And they're making that more important, and that person's going to, again, be more valuable again, because as they move toward lasers and if they allow the green reading books, you know, they're saying caddies, you know, maybe they're not worth as much and their pay is lower, you know, that sort of thing. So I know they have rules on all of that, and I'm not really sure where I stand on the green reading book. There's times when I hit a putt and think, what was I looking at? And and sure, a green reading book would have certainly helped in a time like that. But I see both ways. For me, it's more of a speed of play thing.
Yeah.
And and I think it would pick up the pace of play for sure.
I would agree.
No, Bryson's not going to like it.
Right. He's analytical. He loves to read that thing. He'll read that three or four times before he hits his putt. And someone like Brooks will read it once and then go to work.
True.
And just to pair them up against each other, they're different in that sense.
The world is hoping those two end up in the third or fourth round in the same pairing.
Karma is perfect, isn't it? And they just need to shoot the same numbers.
One may not come out at the end. We'll see. We'll see.
I think it's a lot less than what it really is, and I'm not so sure they're not just having a little fun with it.
No. I don't know. It's weird. It's crazy. It's crazy, and we'll
yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to go to a break, and Mark's going to take us out with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. A little afternoon baseball before we get to a break here, Mark, and get back to Golf Talk with Brian.
Indeed, one final in the books. The Cardinals have defeated the Miami Marlins 1-0. Cincinnati on top of Milwaukee 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Detroit on top of Kansas City 4-3 top of the eighth inning. In the middle of the eighth, your Chicago White Sox, Scott, leading Tampa Bay 7-6. Colorado in the fourth inning leading San Diego 4-3. Los Angeles Angels on top of Oakland 4-1 in the fourth inning. Middle of the third, Washington leading 1-0 in its game against Pittsburgh. A couple other items. We saw the Colonels open for full capacity last night. I was curious about the attendance. It was announced at 1,577. So there you have that. Not bad for a Tuesday.
Nope.
And finally, the John Deere Classic, which we spoke of, has announced that it will allow 15,000 fans for each day of its competition coming up the second weekend in July.
Yeah, great. So I think that's probably half-ish, maybe a little less than half-ish. But, yeah, it'll be good to see people out there at TPC Deer Run. We'll take a break. Come back. More with Brian and your questions of your golf game at 319-366-1600 when we return after this here on KGYM.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
After a quiet summer last year, the Linn County Fair is back with a bang. Get together with all your favorite people at the Linn County Fair. The drinks are cold, the treats are tasty, and there's fun for everyone. Come join us at the fair, June 23rd through 27th. To honor and thank our local military, all military personnel, current and past, get into Sunday, June 27th's grandstand events for free, sponsored by USA Communications. Impact Pro Wrestling kicks off at noon with a fun family show sponsored by Smart FM. Then Tough Trucks kicks off at 6 p.m. in the grandstand, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. Bring your family to the Linn County Fair, located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, Wednesday, June 23rd through Sunday, June 27th. Thank you to our major sponsors, SPS 8, Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and Mediacom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com, where great memories are made.
3:44, back with you on the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball coming your way tomorrow here on the program. As we get into the middle and beyond the middle of the month of June. But the U.S. Open starts tomorrow. Brian Haas joining us here. Our friend from down at Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside and the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort here. And one question, Brian, to kick things off here today. And if you have a question for Brian about your game out there, 319-366-1600 to improve your game. Good question here from 9267. Succinctly asks, money better spent on fitted irons or lessons?
Ooh, that's a tough question, really. It's both. Your clubs need to fit you in order for you to get better. If they don't fit you, you're always going to be fighting it. And think of it as a pair of slacks. If the pant lengths are too long or they're too short and they're not comfortable and a pant length too long, you're stepping on it and you're constantly having issues with them being too long, that's a good example of a golf club that doesn't fit. You're going to constantly fight it, and you're not going to be able to excel or get any better. So that being said, you can create some bad habits of clubs that are not fit well to you. If they're close, you can probably get away with it. But if they're not close, then you're going to be fighting those physics all the time. So I think the fitted clubs are probably best to come first, depending on where you're at in your game. And then obviously lessons along with the two really go hand in hand very well. And I think is probably even the better choice.
Brian, I listened to your explanation, which I thought was spot on and predictable. I think it probably is both, but what about players who maybe just simply can't afford a new set of irons or even lessons and whatnot? What can they do to improve their game?
Sure. I think that the clubs that you have currently, most of them can be bent and at least get the right lie angle and lofts that you need for how you impact the golf ball. That's the first start. And sometimes, you know, you can get into a shaft. If you get a stronger player or a weaker player and they have the wrong type of shaft, that can cause some issues as well. More for the faster paced player.
Well, did we lose Brian? There we are. Brian's there.
Yeah, sorry. I had a little tickle in my throat.
Oh, that's okay.
That faster speed player with an R-flex shaft could have a lot of issues with trying to control the ball. And somebody that has something way too stiff for them could have a lot of issues getting the ball airborne. So clubs can be adjusted. And if the clubs are close to what your swing speeds are, we can get those adjusted so at least that they're contacting the ground properly for you. And that's a great way to get started. And those are minor adjustments and not very costly to get your current set as close to fitted to you as we can get so that you can get better and start to enjoy the game.
Very good. Very good. Again, question about your game? 319-366-1600. Brian here to help. And get your game where it should be. Tell you what, I know that it's a beautiful day to play golf, but man alive, we could you the rest of all the golf proprietors around Eastern Iowa, liquid gold coming from the sky cannot fall soon enough, can it?
No, yes, you're exactly right. And as I look at the forecast, you know, there's nothing really in there for the near future. So we need to hold out, and hopefully everybody's golf course has a good watering system that can maintain and keep them through this dry time.
Hey, Brian, a personal question. I was out shopping for wedges online the other day, just trying to figure out what I might want to pursue. And you know what? The next day, all I'm getting on Facebook is all kinds of clubs I've never heard of before, all kinds of wedges, guaranteed not to shank, up and down every time. I got to avoid those, right?
Yeah, I would take the up and down every time one. Where do I order that?
Can they guarantee that?
right. I want the guarantee for that one. You know, it's not that they're bad wedges. It's just that what they will serve a certain purpose. So if it's something you don't want to work on, there are certain clubs that can help you get out of the bunker a lot easier. And they're very large bounce wedges. So they have a huge sole on the bottom, and they bounce. And so when you slap that against the bunker sand, it's going to help you get out. Those are clubs for players that don't want to get a lesson. They don't want to work at it, and they just want to go play and enjoy themselves. I am totally fine with that. Even the major manufacturers, so we'll use Titleist as an example, they have some really high bounce wedges in there.
Yep.
And it's really for a steep digger style player, but that can also help the average player get a ball out of a bunker. Doesn't mean they want to hit it off the turf. That may make it really difficult there, but it definitely help them get out of a bunker. So some of those products do have a good place in players' golf bags. But most of the time, if they see a golf professional, they can help them understand what the different bounces are for and help them understand how to use them and get the proper ones in their hands so they can have more fun on a regular basis with their game.
Another question coming your way, Brian, on the text line, 8593 here asking, do mid-size grips give you more control?
Well, the easiest way to think about a grip that's large or small is if you had to close the face on the golf club, the larger you make that grip, the harder it's going to be to close that club face. So if I grabbed a pipe that was 5 inches across and tried to swing it, it'd actually be really hard to release the pipe and like you'd release a golf club. So I think most players should really play with a grip that fits in their hand properly and is really the smallest thing that fits in their hand. So it's not to say you can't play with a large grip. Bryson plays with a large grip. One of my golf professionals here, Tracy Vest, who's one of the top players in the state of Iowa, plays with this jumbo oversized grip. It's not that you can't play that way. That would definitely be a learning curve. They do feel comfortable in their hand, but most players, when they have a grip too large in their hands, will block shots and for a right-handed player, hit it to the right or hit pushes and really struggle to get the club face closed.
There you go. I know a lot of people are going that way on putters. A little different situation, though, as far as putting is concerned.
Very similar. If you think about the block and a shot, you know, putting, we're trying to quiet our hands down. So to grab a larger grip, that will help quiet their hands down. So in the putting stroke, not a bad choice if you feel like your hands are doing too much work. And same thing in the golf swing. If you feel like you're real flippy, then a slightly larger grip will help take some of that away.
Very true. Very true. All right, U.S. Open. Let's put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
And see what we think is going to happen this week. A lot of people are getting, what was it, plus one or minus one that Tiger and Rocco were at going after 72 holes. Torrey's tough. Really, really tough golf course, especially at this time of the year. They've got some rough to deal with. It's Kikuyu. If anyone has played on Kikuyu grass and Poana greens, it's a fun combination. It will get your attention very, very quickly.
So everything they hit short will stick.
Yep.
And anything they hit on the green is going to be spongy and quick.
And it'll bounce. Your putts will bounce.
You know, yes. Yeah, because it's hard to keep the seeds away from the Poana green. So they'll mow those three times and then roll them just so that they stay smooth.
Yeah. Mark, I know you're itching to let us know who you like, who your pick is to win the U.S. Open.
Well, not really, because I know it's going to be wrong, but I started out in the evaluation process on John Rahm, who's the betting favorite. After what happened at Memorial, I thought, you know, this guy is going to be highly motivated. He's playing well. And then I looked at Patrick Reed, who in January won at Torrey Pines by 5 strokes. And he always seems to be a contender. But I landed on a guy I picked before in majors, and that's Xander Schauffele. He's from San Diego. It's a home game for him. Since 2018, guys, he has 8 top 10 finishes in majors. The only thing is, he hasn't won one.
Got to play on Sundays, man.
Yep.
Got to play on a Sunday. That's been his problem. And, yeah, we'll see. I think Xander would be a very popular choice. No doubt about that. If Patrick would not have won the regular tournament back in early February, I would jump on that bandwagon so quickly. Patrick Reed may still win this thing. Two other guys really stand out to me. I think Justin Thomas, this is a golf course for him. And a guy that has also played very, very well in this tournament. This could be Mark Leishman's time to break out and win a major this weekend.
Miscut.
Okay, I like those.
Okay, who caught your attention, Brian?
Well, one for me is Charlie Hoffman. He likes to play out there as well. Yeah, how about that? That's way out in left field. And I know he was at the TPI facility recently, and he was on their 3D system, which is, it's like 100D is really what it is. But when he's playing well, he goes in to get these videos of him and wearing that suit of where it measures every body part and how it moves. So he's playing well. They went in, they got all the data they needed from where he's at right now. So he's liking where he's at. And so they kind of talked about that at the Titleist Performance Institute. So I like that he's heading in that way, where he's wanting to go into the studio to see why is he playing so well right now, as opposed to why you're playing so bad right now. and so they're doing videos and trying to and understand why he's doing so well at this point so that he can maintain it. And that's when you know you're playing well. So I'm looking for Charlie to do some fun things this weekend. I think Justin Thomas as well, and it's hard to stay away from like Brooks. You know, he gets so focused on these events, and that's what he lives for. He lives for the big days and the big events, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play this week.
I just wonder if he would be a popular champion.
He's not even a popular choice for me. I just feel like that's his thing, and that's what he likes to do, and he really gets ultra focused on it, and it's hard not to put him in my picks.
Go, Phil.
He may win more majors than regular tour events, guys.
Could be.
Yeah, right. I mean, it puts him on the line with the PGA Tour is that he's not playing enough regular events in order to even get to go to the majors.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true indeed. And, well, Brian, hey, appreciate it as always. And we will talk with you again on Caddy Smack coming up in 2 weeks. And we'll have a U.S. Open champion. And we'll take more of the questions from our listeners. And until then, keep them on the fairway, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to be on. And we'll have to get out and play sometime soon.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Take care, guys.
Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside joining us here. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way. Next chance to win some Colonels tickets between 4 and 6. It is Alex and Buttons today. We'll be back with you to talk some Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow. By the way, Tampa has tied the White Sox 7-7. All right. Mark, have a good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk then, Scott.
This year, make Dad's day with gifts from the Home Depot. Save on all the best ideas by shopping in-store or on the app. Choose from new innovative tools, top-rated grills, or even the latest smart cameras and devices for your home. Because what dad doesn't